remember once.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You here at Senior Talk Radio 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller, and our co-host today is David Linden.
Howdy.
David, how did you enjoy that meditation?
I'm thinking about it.
You're still meditating?
I'm still meditating.
Well, that's good. That's good. I really liked it. I became so relaxed. So it was great. It was really, it was wonderful speaking with Helene.
One thing about it, I'm a classic white coat hypertensive.
Oh, okay.
And I found that if I just calm down my mind before they take it, it'll be normal. Otherwise, if somebody just walks in and says, grabs my arm and says, woo!
Right. And then at the end of the visit, it should come down. So that
my blood pressure normally is 120 over 70.
Wow. That's pretty good. So first segment was Veterans Health Alliance of Long Island with some really incredible things that they do.
Yes.
Very similar to Project Independence in a lot of ways, Christina, because they help connect you to services. If they don't have the services, if they provide the services, they'll provide.
Specific audience.
Right. And veterans. It's really very interesting because it's like Project Independence. You're really looking at veterans in their 60s and up because of, with Vietnam. Vietnam veterans are really now in their, 60s.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, it's a very similar age group, though we do have younger veterans today, obviously, much younger.
But you also, Project Independence has people who are not veterans.
Right.
If you're 60 or older, you're eligible. Some of us are veterans. But the National Alliance,
Veterans Health
their
Alliance,
audience is veterans.
Right, and not to compete with them because we also have a veterans program as well.
Yeah.
But, it's all part of being like the word alliance, it's we're all in it together. It's
getting
all
information
in
out to
alliance.
Right.
Yeah. So that was wonderful, and we hope to have them back because there was like almost too much information. And then we spoke with Helene Lipschitz, who is the holistic health and wellness coach. She was fantastic. We ran out of time with her, but what she did want to mention is that for homebound people, for whatever reason, if she does home visits in Queens and Nassau County.
Mm.
So we'll talk a little bit about how to connect with her. And Christina Liu, the fabulous Christina Liu, Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead, Department of Services for the Aging, and producer of this radio show we are now approaching our 6-year anniversary.
I know, it's rapidly
really?
Approaching. Yeah,
and
September 22nd.
Whoa.
Christina,
6 years.
The driving force behind this radio show, the amount of work is
impossible.
It just doesn't, she doesn't
it's
stop.
A team effort.
Well, so, yeah. Yes, sort of, but you really, you're the force behind it. You keep it going, the momentum. And all the people that you get on the show, it's always so timely. It's always so important. And it's interesting. I love to see who your guests are because, you would think, Veterans Health Alliance of Long Island and then a health and wellness. And it really did work together well because there's so many things that, these two areas could benefit from each other. So
I think
bravo,
like,
as usual.
Every week when somehow, you don't think necessarily these topics will flow, but somehow they flow and it works out wonderful. And I mean, there's not a show that goes by where you don't walk away with some kind of knowledge, even if you thought you knew the organization.
That's credit
you really,
to you.
Right.
Really. You're picking.
We just want to get the word out there,
you're
I think.
Picking
you know.
People who will air.
Yeah. And we're fortunate enough on this show that we have the ability to, really get this information out there,
Right.
And that's what I mean. There's so many wonderful organizations out in the community that a lot of us don't know about.
That's right.
So it's
it's like amazing. Every show is just someone else, just as interesting, different ways of looking at, aging in place or services on Long Island or socializing, entertaining, healthcare. I mean, it doesn't end. And that's why we're in our sixth year.
That's
we
right.
don't like to brag too much about Christina because we're afraid somebody's going to steal her from us. She's not available.
No, we'll nail her shoes to the floor.
I'm very dedicated to PI.
Yeah, she's very dedicated.
But
so
I'm really excited. And this everyone should tune into the September 22nd show because we're going to talk about, you know, just, you know, moments, memorable moments over the last couple of years. And we'll have some special guests coming on. So
6 years. I mean,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Every time it blows my mind. You've been part of it since the beginning, you know, and that's like of our co-hosts. Whoa. And, you know, really a thank you to the co-hosts because, you know, everybody comes in, they ask wonderful questions. And, you know, we always say you don't have to have had some fabulous career in broadcasting or entertainment. But, you know, you just need to come, you know, prepared and ask good questions and just listen. And
right. And
I really think that all of our co-hosts, you know, they never let me down. You know, they really, we have a great communication and they come in and
we're kind of afraid to
show.
Let you down. That's why we don't let you down.
You'll be X'd out.
Is that right, David?
But, you know, it's really a great partnership. And, you know, and then hosts, obviously you and John do a phenomenal job. And everyone here at WCW Pates, we really have a great thing going, and I hope it goes on for many, many years because
Yay.
I absolutely love it. I think it's a fun branch of Project Independence, and the people that we meet and like are now able to give these to our seniors, these references, and you know, as soon as I get back to your office, I give it to our social worker nurses, and then now
right. They
have you know another organization to add to their database. So,
and I guess we have to you know also point out that we get so much support from the supervisor
Absolutely.
Of the town. Her, I mean, it's clear that she is so focused on the lives of our aging population and our seniors socially, help making sure that they have access to everything they need so that they can, you know, age in place in North Hempstead. So
it's definitely we're not biased, but I think it's the best place.
I know.
If you're going to live on Long Island,
it's
North
really
Hempstead
true.
Is the place
it's
to live.
Really,
absolutely.
You know, it's absolutely amazing. So kudos to everyone involved, and let's keep it going and strong.
Right.
And
so, you know, I mean, what's on everybody's mind, I think, is, you know, been the weather.
Absolutely.
So,
And that's just, you know, briefly, I was, communications actually sent me over just a little thing Supervisor Bosworth just wanted me to say to all the listeners is, you know, just really our thoughts and our prayers are with everyone that's, you know, dealing with the horrible tragedy with Hurricane Harvey in Texas.
Right.
And, you know, everyone's trying to figure out different ways to help. And they had said that, obviously, monetary, you know, donations are the most helpful. So if you go to the North Hempstead site, though, there'll be a list of legitimate things.
Right.
Way. So you don't, right. Because you got to be careful.
A lot of scammers out there.
Unfortunately, you know, when these horrible things happen, that also comes to play also.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, these are things that, you know, there's different tax-exempt charities that
right,
you'll be able
right.
to donate to. So if you go to the North Hempstead website or call 311, you know, we could give you information on that.
Yeah, I was watching the news this morning before coming to work. And there
it's
was
horrible.
This,
I was watching it, too.
It was horrible.
Horrifying.
But there was this incredible story. I wish I could really give it the credit to where who this man is. So this guy in Texas, I don't know if it's outside of Houston or Beaumont, he owns a very high-end furniture business. And he opened up his warehouse or his furniture stores with these like $12,000 beds and couches, and has people are coming. He's opened it up completely. People are coming to this warehouse and living on these high-end beds, and he just opened it all up, and he just, I know I'm getting chills too. I have to kind of find out who this guy is and just kind of give him a shout out. But, you know, when they were interviewing him on the news and they said, you know, what are you going to do with this furniture? He said, when this is all over and everybody goes back to home, and he goes, I'm going to sell it.
Yeah.
I'll sell it used, you know. It's like, just a wonderful
really
story. So they were like showing, you know, the camera showing people living there, and they're like so happy. They're like, you know, we were afraid we were going to wind up on
Absolutely.
A tent, you know, outside some coliseum somewhere, and here they are sleeping on a, you know, amazing mattress that can form into different angles. So it's
there's wonderful, you know,
some
and that's
good
what,
stories.
That's
there
the
too.
Positive thing too. You know, in times like this, you'll see, you know, just you'll hear these wonderful things about these people that really stepped up and helped out, and you know, and in North Hempstead too, we always. Obviously, you know, you can't prepare for everything.
No.
You know, certainly. But, you know, what you can do in your realm, we just really want our goal in North Hempstead and obviously at Project Independence is to get people just to prepare as much as possible.
Yes.
So what I think is wonderful is that Supervisor Bosworth has printed out this hurricane preparedness guide. And it's just a sheet, you know, and she's handing it out to all different residents. It's at all of our locations.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just important, you know, just some quick little things. It's five steps toward a good hurricane plan is to really just be storm smart. You know, and it's telling you the difference between a tropical storm and a hurricane and, you know, all that breakdown and your packing essentials. And then North Hempstead also has North Hempstead Alert, which I encourage everyone to sign up for, because you're able to be notified either through email, telephone, or text message of any kind of emergency alert, you know, that might be going on, which I think is a wonderful thing.
You know, I think, like, what we learned from Sandy and just, you know, in North Hempstead, but also with our own homes, is that you really have to take these warnings seriously.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, look, what's the worst case scenario? You get, you know, you get a hotel
right,
in Pennsylvania
because
it looks, or, you know, and you get out of the house and you get out of the way of it and then you come back and everything's fine. Or, you know, you're prepared. You really need to take all these warnings seriously, you know. And look, you might get notice a week out that it looks like it's coming. You know, you really should prep, you know, get your bags ready, get your medications ready, call people. Maybe there's places you can go for the weekend or for a few days. Don't wait till it's too late and you can't drive because the weather's terrible. So it's really about taking these warnings very, very seriously.
No, absolutely. And then on the back of this guide, you know, there's a brief little thing just of what your hurricane kit should include. It's water, which is 1 gallon per person per day, a first aid kit, essential prescription and non-prescription items, and your medical information, battery-powered flashlight and radio or a crank radio, extra batteries, a 12-hour glow stick, a change of clothes, rainwear, shoes, gloves, personal items, your eyeglasses, and, you know, what I think is good, too, is cash and small bills.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, that's actually important because I know I'm always guilty of it, too, you know, be like, you know, when the time comes, all I have is my ATM card, and a lot of good that's going to do me.
Exactly.
You know, so it's definitely something important to keep in mind. And my husband always yells at me for that, so I will try to do that.
Cut it out.
And your important documents to keep in a waterproof container. You know, this is your driver's license, your wills, your birth certificates, your marriage certificates, insurance, deed, lease, you know, whatever. Kind of important thing. Have this in a waterproof container, which I think is something good to do just all
in
the
general,
time.
In general, yeah.
You know, just keep it in there. This way you know it's there and you can just grab that and have it safe and sound. You know, and just any kind of other special items you need to. And what I also love is on the other side of it, there's a pet hurricane supply kit. Because I love in North Hempstead.
Very important, yeah.
North Hempstead really is certainly the most pet-friendly place I've ever seen because these pets, North Hempstead pet residents, really have a lot going for them here.
So they need to worry about their passports.
It's important to have your pet's name, the name, address, and phone numbers just in case there's some kind of separation, too, that goes on. Your veterinarian's name, any kind of medical records, you know, whatever medications they need, have a sturdy leash collar, paper towels or trash bags, food and bottled water for them as well.
Right.
You know, and little, like they said, toys and comfort items because you want to keep them comfortable. But it's just, I think it's just really preparing, you know, and obviously everyone's kit is going to have to be a little individualized to what your, you know, situation might be. But it's just, I think it's really important to think about and have that and you know, set up a thing where you check and make sure that, you know, your batteries are in your flashlight.
Right.
You know, just have these things. In general, it's just good to have. You know, God willing, you're not going to need all of it.
Right.
You know, I'll give another kudos to my husband, Jay, who is the most prepared person I know, you know, has all these things. Sometimes he's too prepared. I'm like, what are we possibly going to do with, you know, these, you know, those
900
those cans of, you know, meals in case something happens.
Heavy yard sale.
But, I said, listen, you know, it's, and he said to me, it's an insurance policy. You know, you hope not to have to use it. You know, I'd rather spend money on this and just, if the time comes, you know, have it available. So
I mean, who knew during Sandy we had, most people had 2 weeks no electricity and then no gas, you know, because of, I guess, the shipments not able to reach Long Island. I mean, there was no gas for cars.
You couldn't
gas up. It was something that, you know, which caused a lot of issues with, you know, deliveries for seniors, whether it was oxygen. I mean, so many things we learned.
By the way, have you noticed gasoline has gone up about a dime a gallon?
It's going to be going up, because what's happening.
Yeah, well, the refinery is down there.
Yeah, so get your dimes out.
It's really, go fill up your gas right now.
Right.
But
close
the
windows in the car.
No air conditioning in the car.
Well, I don't think we need air conditioning with this weather change.
Definitely not today.
Yeah.
But also, you know, we also want to remind people that, you know, it's just really to be safe. And, you know, to call 311 if you have any questions. And what I think is great, too, about our social workers and nurses, you know, people, you know, that they know or might be more of high risk, you know, they reach out to ahead of time, too, and just remind them. And, I think that's really special about North Hempstead, that we connect with them, too.
And so. One more thing, if just before we go on to what else is happening in the town, is that, you know, we do live in North Hempstead, you know, it's communities. Mm-hmm. We have towns, we have villages, but more importantly, we have neighbors. So if you notice, you know that, you know, there's something coming and you have an elderly a neighbor or maybe
neighbors
someone
helping
with,
neighbors,
you know, unable to get out, isolated at home, maybe just check in and you know, maybe let them know what's going on, because if they don't have access to the internet, they may not have all the up-to-date information. But, you know, if you help out your neighbor, it'll make you feel good, too.
Mm-hmm. That's
And, you know, maybe save a life, too.
Yep, absolutely. Important thing to mention. And, you know, I know you brought it up before about 311, you know, and we wanted it's the hours of 311. So Monday through Fridays from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.,
wow, 12 hours.
Yeah, and then Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right, okay.
So, you know, you can call any of those hours, and you'll actually speak to a live human, which I think is wonderful. Just so it's definitely quite the great thing. But on a lighter note.
Right. Just one other thing. Yes. I happen to know that they have maybe 3 days during the year that they're not open for the holiday, and Monday they will not be open.
Oh, okay.
So it's for Labor Day.
Yes.
And then I think it's Christmas Day.
Yeah, Christmas Day is definitely one of them. And I'm not sure what the...
I'm not even...
Maybe
like
4th of July?
They might even be open for a few hours on New Year's Day. But I don't know. We'll definitely keep the listeners up to date on
absolutely.
That.
So I received the postcards, so we know one thing that's working on Labor Day.
That's right. The Romeos.
I
nothing
saw
stopped
that.
Those Romeos.
I was wondering
about that.
I got
my Romeos call and from Irv Eisenberg, and he said, Christina, I want you to know we will be meeting on Labor Day.
Absolutely.
So they, nothing stops those Romeos.
I saw that on our calendar. I was like, wow.
Dave, you want to tell us a little bit about the Romeos?
In a minute.
Okay.
Romeos
is a men's social group. And we meet the first and third Mondays of the month to talk. We brown bag it. It stands for retired older men eating out, but we don't eat out. But we are. We talk. Anything goes. We have one rule. You may think the idea is stupid, but you don't tell the man who said it that he's stupid. But otherwise, anything goes. We could cover the whole range. We're usually there for about between 2 and 3 hours.
Wow, that's a lot of communicating.
Yeah,
just
fantastic.
Talking. And this was an organization that was founded from the bottom. So, from the bottom up. As a matter of fact, I remember Joan, my wife, saw an article about Romeos, which is nationwide. They're all individual, but it's nationwide in Newsday. And I said to Christina, gee, what do you think? And she said, I think I know a couple of men who might be interested in it.
And it was a wrap. And here we are. And that'll take us into the break.
And we'll be right back.